Public Relations Officer, PRO of the Yulapan Movement, Marlon Nanton, said if the public support they received at the launch is an indication for future events, then they are expecting the junior and senior panorama competitions to be a huge success this year. She said the launch saw performances from 6 steel bands.
The response from the public was quite good. I saw the faces of many pan lovers and also loyal supporters of the various bands, and I have to admit that all the bands looked and sounded really good. And if the launch is an indication of what's to come this season, patrons can indeed expect 2 good shows of steel pan music. Patrons also witnessed the presentation of certificates to some young panists who underwent a training program in the basics of arranging music for steel pan. They were trained by the seasoned Ashley Kirby, and the workshop was made possible through the Pan Against Crime program and the Yulapan movement.
Miss Nanton said they also added a new initiative to the launch, which was the inaugural Scotiabank Junior Steel Pan Solo Competition. She said this competition was aimed at boosting the confidence and abilities of the young panists.
An added aspect of the launch this year was the inaugural Scotiabank Junior Steel Pan Solo Competition. The YPM facilitated this competition because we feel that activities like these provide an avenue to boost the confidence and abilities of our young panists. Cassie Oliver won over his competitors, beating Arike Brown into second place and Shaquani Antwine into third place. The winner will receive a scholarship to pursue 1 grade level in the Royal Schools of Music program, as well as the opportunity to perform at CDC or CDC shows during this carnival season.
Miss Nanton said this year the Junior Pan Fest takes place on Sunday, June 29th, and several bands will compete in 2 categories, while 8 senior bands will compete for the title of 2014 Panorama Champs during the Steel and Glitter show on Thursday, July 3rd.
The Junior Pan Fest takes place on Sunday, June 29th, and several junior bands are preparing for that. They will compete in 2 categories. We have the school-based bands and community bands. Then on Thursday, July 3rd, during the Steel and Glitter show, we have 8 senior bands who will compete for the title of 2014 Panorama Champs. I can tell you that the tension among bands is building as we count down to these 2 shows, and the competition this year is expected to be very keen. Steel Pan will be making its presence felt to the fullest for Vinci Mass 2014.
Public Relations Officer of the Yulapan Movement, Marla Nanton. I'm Ricardo Wilson, and this has been your Carnival Update.